Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky.
Hey.
My name is Nyovia Davis, and I am just doing my monthly bills, and this company showed up, but there's no name, and I'm just trying to determine what it was that was purchased for this amount.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to help you with that today. I have your zip code so I can locate an account. This is a third-party call center, ma'am. We provide customer support for different online vendors.
Okay. So the zip code is 29210.
Thank you, ma'am. And your first and last name, please?
Niovia, N-I-O-V-I-A. Last name, Davis.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. One moment. That's a pretty name, too. Niovia?
Yes, thank you.
Nice. And the zip you gave me was 29210, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I don't see an account just yet, Niovia. Can we try a phone number instead?
803-463-9669.
Thank you. One moment. How much is the charge, ma'am?
$67.32.
Whoa. Okay, I inadvertently erased that number. I'm sorry. Can you give it to me one more time? I'm sorry.
The phone number or the amount?
Yes, ma'am. The phone number.
803-463-9669.
Thank you. Okay, there it is. Niovia. N-I-O-V-I-A. I like that. Never heard it before either.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I digress. Okay. Now, I need you to verify for me, Niovia, your shipping address, please, ma'am.
165 Chartwell Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210.
Thank you, ma'am. Waiting for your account to totally pull up, and I'll tell you what the charges were for.
Okay.
Okay, I see a charge, ma'am, on 327 in the amount of $5.74, and it says it was for a tactical bag. The charge of $67.32 is for something called the Factory Discount Savings Club. Excuse me. What they did was when you paid that $5.74 for the shipping for that tactical bag, they consider that a welcoming gift, and then they enroll you after you pay the shipping. They enroll you in something called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. They give you a $125 gift voucher every month, Niovia, for that $67.32. That's a monthly recurring charge, and it says that they were supposed to send you a link to the email to access that voucher. And they also said that it was, you're supposed to get something in, where it says that you have 48 hours to cancel that to avoid that first month charge. You have 48 hours from the day that you paid the shipping and handling.
Wow, that's a scam. Okay.
Now, they do offer, there's more, they do offer 35%, they offer a 35% refund on that charge of
$67.32. That, why are they doing that?
Offering the refund.
Yeah, why are they offering
What you mean? That's just what they do. Like I said, this is a third-party call center, ma'am. And this we have several different vendors. This particular vendor, that's what their protocol is. You call in about the charge. They offer a 35% refund. It says if you call in about a charge, offer you a 35% refund. So that's what I'm doing.
I appreciate that. I'm just going to dispute it through my credit card company. That must have been some way fine writing because.
Okay. Now, hold on. No. How you say it? Niovia? Uh-huh. There's more. Okay. Now okay. I can offer you a 50% refund. A 50% refund now instead of a 35%.
Yeah, well, why? Does it keep going up? Because I need it all back.
Okay. I can refund it in full now, ma'am. As I said, this is a third-party call center. We have a certain procedure or protocol mm-hmm. that we have to follow for these vendors. But, yeah, the bottom line is if versus you going to the bank and disputing it, they'll allow me now to refund you in the entirety of the $67.32. So that's what I'm about to do. That charge was that was on the 31st of March. You just now catching that?
I'm just not getting my bill.
Okay,
so it has to wait till the bill cycle closes, and now I have the bill.
Gotcha. Well, now you have $67.32 on its way back to that card. That's your Discover card ending in 4684. It does take 3 to 5 business days before you'll see that money, but I did refund it back to your card, and I sent you a refund confirmation email to NioviaDavy@gmail.com. You should get that email within the next 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes they come directly through. It can take up to 24 to 48 hours, as I stated, but that money is on its way back to your account. I also canceled out the account. I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready. Now, what were you saying about the email?
I just wanted to make sure it was correct. You said Niovia, but it's N-I-O-V-I-D-A-V-I.
Yeah, it is. It's not. Yeah, it's okay. It's Niovia, actually. I see it now.
Okay.
And just check your emails, ma'am, over the next course of the next day or so. You should see that refund confirmation. They usually go straight through. I don't mind holding while you look for it because I need to type up some notes anyway.
Okay, and you were going to give me that confirmation number.
Certainly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C, like cat, 25951-2269. Again, C is in cancel, 25951-2269 is your cancellation number.
And can you tell me what the name of that company was?
It's called the Factory Direct Discount Store.
Factory Direct Discount Store. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But initially, they had you do a survey or something, didn't they? And then
yeah,
they said
for Costco, because I'm a Costco member. I don't know how they generated off of Costco. They need to do something about that.
I couldn't tell you, ma'am.
It's just fine. I just got pulled in.
Well, I mean, if you genuinely thought it was Costco, then, you know, it is no fault of your own. And I think, I don't know if they initially start out with the, like the big box stores, and then the website switches over to a, I don't know. I don't even know how they do it. But you're canceled out. You've been refunded. And they won't charge you anything else moving forward.
Okay. And I am looking now. But it may be a minute before I get that email is what you were saying.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes they come directly through, but they can take up to 24 to 48 hours. I don't know. It's raining here. I don't know if it's bad. I don't know if that has something to do with it. We're in Alabama. I blame
you
everything on the weather.
What's your name?
Vicky?
Vicky. You're in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, lucky you.
Lucky.
Well, I hope you guys are staying safe so that you don't get to experience any of those tornadoes they were talking about that were coming through. That might be why you're getting some rain.
Recently, I mean, I didn't even know it was supposed to rain today. It was 85 degrees when I came back from lunch. It was about, 3 hours ago. It was up bumping 90. I couldn't wait to get in the building. And then I sat down 20 minutes later. I said, is that thunder? It just sounded like a marching band. And it just went off for about 30 minutes. Now it's quiet.
No, there's a line of storms coming through the Midwest and Alabama all the way over to Tennessee. It was on the news.
Okay.
So where is the email coming from? Where is the email coming from? I've been trying to see.
You know what? Actually, it's no telling, because a lot of times it's like they'll have one name, or they'll have like a different name for the product. Like you may have ordered keto and it'll say jelly beans. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why they do that, but I can't guarantee you it should say factory direct store, factory discount store. It may say something about gadgets, because the Best Consumers Gadgets Club is the person who, but you'll know because it's going to be entitled refund confirmation email.
Okay, that's what I look for, because
right.
I just want to, you know, you get a lot of spam
right.
all the time.
Well, they're not going to go to spam. And like I said, a lot of times they go directly through. But again, I know a couple of them today have not, because I always tell people, check it while I'm on the phone. And I would say, I mean, even more like AOL went through, but Gmail usually always goes straight through. But they haven't been going straight through today.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean they're not on their way. Just check it every now and again.
All right. Well, Vicki, thank you so much, and I hope the weather gets better for you over there.
I hope
Alabama.
So, too, at least long enough for me to make it home.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm surprised you have to go in. You should be able to do this job remotely, shouldn't you?
I really pull my hair out. I get cabin fever, and nah, I'm the type I need to go out. I'm not that disciplined, I don't think. It'd be too easy to, let me be quiet. These calls are recorded. I'm going to say.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. I'm looking for that email, and I'll just
And that
check
refund, you should have that money back on your card within 3 to 5 business. They start counting on Monday. How you say it? Say your name one more time. I can't even pronounce it.
Niobia.
Yeah, okay. I like that. Start counting the business days Monday, which would be the second. You should have it no later than Friday. That refund.
Okay.
It takes 3 to 5 business days. Okay, ma'am. Well, you have a good evening, Ms. Davis. Thank you for calling customer support. Stay safe, okay?
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.